Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to this radio show, my friends. We just heard a brilliant song by the band called Evaporators from brand new compilation Busy Doing Nothing, and that was a song about Nardwar coming to CITR station, and he hates being late when he is early. The reason I played this song is because it's today Nardwar's birthday. Happy birthday, Nardwar. Nardwar is a legend, a true example of journalism for me, and I'm a huge fan. This is the reason I'm played this song. And also, I have today a very special guest. I'll tell you a little bit about him. Jesse Loberde is a local folk punk rock singer and songwriter in terms of playing guitar, and he is also the frontman of a
punk rock band.
I wanted to tell you that you're the best local punk band.
Well, we don't really play much anymore, so we can't really claim that title at all.
Okay. I ruined my whole presentation. Anyhow.
Whatever.
Jesse has a brand new studio album. See a solo, a second studio solo effort called I Go By The Sound. His album came out on May 8th. That's about 2 months ago.
No, it's June 3rd. I wish it came out on May 8th.
Okay, your Bandcamp page is lying. Fix
what?
That. On the that I took this from...
That was digital. Maybe you're right. Maybe I put it out digitally on... You're right, sorry. Maybe I was half. This actual physical CD came out on June 8th.
See, I did my research.
You're right. Sorry. Digital files. You're right. Sorry. I should shut up.
No. Yeah, I need you to talk here because it will be a very interesting monologue interview. So, anyhow, that's your third appearance on the show. I'm really excited.
Is it third or fourth?
Third. First one was this is not a victory.
The first one was Canada Day, right?
Canada
when it was
Day.
Dead here at UBC, yeah, there was nobody here at all.
And we did that was this is not a victory. Second one was for the Little Mountain EP.
Okay, yeah. Because I came on Robert's show too, and that's maybe why I'm getting confused.
Yeah. Sore throats. Today we will be playing lots of your songs from new album.
Yes.
I Go By The Sound, and then we will do a little bit of talking, and you, as usual,
I'll play a song.
I'll play a song live on air.
I'm excited. It's already getting hot in here.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with a couple of your new...
What's your favorite one? I Go By The Sound, obviously.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, all right.
But let's start from the beginning, Hideout.
Yeah, this is my favorite, I think. It's funnest to play, I think.
Okay, so let's start. Jesse Loberde, local folk punk singer, songwriter, and just an awesome person.
Oh, that's sweet of you to say. Save the compliments for Nardwar on his birthday.
Nardwar, you're the best. Jesse, you're not bad as well. Anyhow, let's listen. Let's listen to your new song, Hideout, and then a couple other songs from your brand new album, I Go By The Sound. And then we'll do the talking. So let's listen. This is Hideout from Jesse Loberde's new album, I Go By The Sound.
Play it.
If I can just make it through this week, I'll get enough to pay rent. Set some aside to pay my bills before I'm spent. I can't afford to not be working, but it's hard to get out the door. I'm counting days till the leaves start to fall and I can be somewhere else. Still cheap, and there's no one calling on me. And we won't be expected home till we're ready to return.
Play it!
We'll set a hoping it's enough to take me home. And though I may not know where that is, I know I'll find it if I go. And all the things that I wished I never said now ring with the glory of satisfaction. There is no way I'm gonna let this be the end of it. But for now, where the living's still cheap and there's no one calling on me, and we won't be expected home till we're ready to return. And we will spend our days lying in the sun and our nights filled with drink and song, and we won't ever have to question, are we living for ourselves? Nope. Cheap, and there ain't no one calling on me. I've been lost and I've been found. Laid my head on some cold, wet ground. Been through worse, I hope I will see better. This will not be the death of me. Oh no. I see the change we were promised, a direction pointing down. I swear it's not my fault. The company wanted change, but they did not want me. My baby's on the floor, she won't stop crying, and my mama's gonna die from her hospital bills. There's only so many days we can live like this without no pay. But I've been lost and I've been found. Lay my head on some cold, wet ground. Been through worse, I hope I will see better. nowhere to go. I'm taking in the best and the worst that this place can offer me. Well, just 'cause I'm here, shit, it don't mean I care. I just got nowhere to go. Being constantly off guard can only get you so far. And I think my time is up. 'Cause you can't run away from what you carry with you. There's no sense to try and hide. And I swear that I have been here before, but I don't know where to go. So I'll take my time and I will read every line. And this letter will never be sent. I don't need your help. I'm falling apart just fine on my own. So good times or bad times, what do I care? I ain't got nowhere to go. Things ain't that bad, but they can't get much worse before I'm getting out of here. My mind is racing when it should relax, but it's just not giving up. And I ain't never had quite a feeling like this. And I don't know where to go. So I'll take my time and I will read every line. And this letter will never be sent. I don't need your help. I'm falling apart just fine on my own. You can find me at the bar if you're looking for me, but I really don't think that you are. So I'll just keep scribbling these words down on napkins all night.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a weekly punk rock show, and we are here with Jesse LeBourdais, a local folk punk, punk rock artist who just released his brand new album called I Go By The Sound. And we heard three songs from this new album. The last one was Ain't Never. Before that, we heard Lost and Found, and the opening song was Hideout. That's the first three tracks of Jesse's new album.
Yes.
Success?
I hear the ska in the background. Are you going to Ska Fest?
I might.
Friday night is going to be a good show.
Larry and yes. Fask, yeah. I'll try to manage that and be there. Let's finally get down to that. First of all, congratulations on releasing a new album. I know that's it.
Thank you very much.
Lots of hard work, and
it took a while for sure. Yeah,
2 years, I think.
Well, definitely 2 years worth of songwriting for sure.
Yeah,
but the recording started in like November, and then it took till May to get out. So it took a while. But it wasn't doing it the whole time. There was a lot of delays.
Yeah, but still, congratulations.
Thank you. Enough. I'm super happy with the way it looks.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really nice CD, and we actually have a gift for someone.
Yeah, we can give one away if you like.
Yeah, we'll give one away, and then we'll announce the phone number before we go on a music break, and you can call in and get the free CD from Jesse Laborda, new album.
I got actual CDs,
disc, compact. You know, 2 years ago, you were on my show.
Almost exactly 2 years.
Exactly, yeah.
To the day, or yeah. To July 1st, anyway.
Yeah, almost. And you said this thing that, you know, if you're not getting better, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I think...
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
No, but you're getting better, so you're doing everything correct, in my opinion. What is different for you in this second album in comparison to your debut album?
The last album, I didn't ever practice the songs. Like, I wrote them and recorded them all at once. Like, I kind of wrote them and then, like, recorded them right away. Whereas all these, I, like, played them live. Like you say, over 2 years I had some of them. Some of them are a little old. So they've found their own legs, and they feel like I can still play any one of them right now, just stripped down. Whereas the other, Worst Kind of Ambition, my first CD, mm-hmm. I don't really play many of those songs anymore because they didn't really... feel right. Like, I never figured out how to play them properly live or anything like that, and they can't exist without all the accompaniment and stuff. Whereas these ones were developed from actually playing them live, or playing them performance as opposed to just in the studio. So in that sense, it's completely different for me. Mm-hmm. I only play like 3 or 4 off the last record because the only ones that feel like actual songs that I would play anymore, kind of thing. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I'd say. Better songwriting.
Yeah, that actually makes sense, because my next question, and it kind of leads in my next question, because I feel like you've grown up musically, and the reason for that, because you also have those additional instruments on the first album, The Worst Kind of Addition, but, Ambition, but
yeah.
You used instruments in those first album, just, you know, you used, like, for example, I don't know, a banjo or so, like another additional instrument for a solo or for a bridge, but in this album, you actually used additional instruments to acoustic guitar as a part of the song. Absolutely,
and that's great that you noticed that, because that was fairly intentional, because the first record, there was just like, I have all these songs, I need to fill all these little holes, so mm-hmm. I had one person play violin on one song, and it was like, oh, maybe piano in here, it was really just coming by wherever, right? Whereas this one, it's like, I had 3 or 4 songs that I knew I had fiddle, so it was all kind of done with that in mind, mm-hmm. and I had 3 or 4 songs of piano, and it wasn't just like, I have a hole to fill, what can I use? It was like, I thought about them, the instruments to use on them quite a lot. So I'm glad you noticed that. That worked out.
No, I totally did, because when I was getting ready for the interview, I took a closer listen, and I listened to the first one and then the second one, and then the comparison was very...
Yeah, like, if all the instrumentation works way better with the songs, whereas the first one, it was just, like, thrown over top of the songs, kind of, so...
That's why I loved Little Mountain EP so much.
Yeah, that's a good bridge between them.
Exactly, because that's what started happening in the,
mm-hmm.
in
the EP. Yeah, no, I like that one too.
I know that for the first album, you had 5 public domain songs.
Yeah, that was the thing too, is I didn't have enough songs. Now I have no shortage of songs.
And all those ones are your...
All those are mine, yeah.
All your written.
Yeah, and I have about 9 ready to go for a new album as well. So.
Oof. But in order, Cambridge album is next.
I hope so. Or I have a couple Cambridge songs that I've been working on, or that we did before we stopped. So I would like to maybe do them or something. Yeah, who knows?
Let's talk a little bit about... Let's mention all the people who helped you work in studio on the recording of this album, because we talked that you have...
Yeah, there's a few people, all right. Sean Cole, who you know, mixed it and did some vocal recording. Pretty much everybody at Sean at Fader Master was really great on it. They have a lot of interns there, like Pavi students,
yeah.
who like intern for Sean, but they were all actually really helpful in a lot of ways. Like, yeah, I can't thank those guys enough. All that came, Paul and Eric from Cambridge played bass and mandolin on most of it. So really just called in some favors with friends, really. Like I say, Nate from Burning Down played banjo. Nate from One Drop played piano. Well, I think I can do it off by heart, but thanks.
just trying to help.
Dave, you know Goff from Loose Tooth? He has a new punk band as well called Contra Code, who you might like as well. They're kind of Wilhelm influenced. Yeah, well, they don't have a recording yet, but they're going to get something. But they're a new local punk rock band as well.
Okay, thank you.
Keep your eyes out for Contra Code.
Okay.
And my friend Dougal, who I tree planted with for years, and I had no idea that he played fiddle. He's the guy who plays fiddle. Uh-huh. Knows him for years, and I only figured out he played on Little Mountain, too. Uh-huh. And I was like, wow, you really know how to play fiddle. I wish I knew that the 10 years that I've known you.
Let's talk a little bit about the songwriting process for that record and in comparison for writing for Cambridge. Because, you know, when I as I see it, and I'm not a professional songwriter, I'm more a fan of music.
Yeah.
When I think, you know, when you do your solo stuff, you do it by yourself and basically you can do whatever you like, but you're still limited because, you know, if you can find someone who plays banjo, they'll play banjo for you or things like that, you know?
Yeah.
When you're writing songs for punk rock band Cambridge, you are kind of limited in the genre, but at the same time, you know, you're writing this in group and you have, you know, you have you know, support from your bandmates.
Yeah.
Is it kind of is it the right mindset then?
It's completely different, like, because the acoustic stuff has always got to be, it doesn't have to be simple, but I want it to be simpler songs. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, anything that's technical or crazy or fast or has more parts or changes and stuff like that, that just fits way better for punk rock. So punk rock, while you're limited to the genre, like, here I can do bluegrass, I can do folk, I can do kind of bring in some other styles, like the piano's kind of sometimes got a Latin feel to it, like there's some of that going on. And but punk rock, you're kind of playing punk rock, but you can do whatever you want. You can stop, you can start, you can play fast, you can slow down. There's a lot you can do within that style that I've never felt constrained in punk rock at all. It's wide open pretty much, as long as it sounds new or like not like anything else. This I don't mind sounding like I'm playing chord progressions that have been around since the, you know, however old folk songs have invented these chord progressions. Whereas Cambridge always try to do something that has never been heard before or like something that sounds a little more unique. So,
yeah. So it's totally two different mindsets.
It's completely two different mindsets. Not even close. Like, I still think of the lyrics as kind of the same. Mm-hmm. Like, the lyrics are kind of interchangeable. Acoustic's more personal for sure, but like the delivery, like, I could just as soon play them fast and shout them as I am singing them slow. But the music is so separate that it doesn't even come into play usually. Some songs I could do either as a punk rock song or acoustic song. It would work both ways, and mm-hmm. it's just a decision to make, really. It doesn't really make a difference. Like 10,000 Chairs, my favorite song off. I can play that acoustic version of that, no problem. Like,
do you actually do sometimes?
I do sometimes. It's so much harder. I cram way more words into punk rock songs, so it's harder to deliver. But I play 10,000 Chairs sometimes, and I play, that's about it. That one works the best. Because that one, when I wrote it, I was like, is it going to be an acoustic song, or is it going to be a punk rock song? So, but 10,000 Chairs, but, and Anymore, remember Anymore? Yeah, I do that one too sometimes.
Title track of the new album, I Go By The Sound.
Yeah.
Is it an autobiographical kind of song?
Yeah, kind of. It's just that's, and all my life it's been the only constant is music. Like, mm-hmm. I've done different jobs, I've lived different places, I've done different things, but I was always playing guitar when I did it, right? So it seems like not the most important thing to me, but it's something that I rely on constantly. And when I don't play guitar for a couple of days, I go crazy. And it's like, I certainly dictate a lot of my life's decisions by my availability to play guitar. It's like, it seems kind of simplified, but it's like the way it is. So I Go By The Sound is just like a simplified way to, it's kind of like, as long as I can have some music or play some music or at least listen to it, then I'll probably be happy. I'll probably be okay with that. So
let's listen. Let's listen to I Go By The Sound.
And you know, this album, what album it, I was listening to, because as I told last time, I couldn't, after the Cambridge album, I couldn't write songs. I was out of ideas. And then I heard Flatliners Cavalcade, and I was listening to it, and I was like, man, this is a great record. And it's like, and then I got inspired to write I Go By The Sound.
Wow. Because, yeah, their album is lots about touring and...
Yeah, and it was just great. It was just a great album to hear. It was like start to finish, and then it just got me playing guitar again, got me writing songs again. So thanks, Flatliners.
Thank you, Christopher. Okay, let's listen to the title track, I Go By The Sound, Jesse Liberty.
Shot in the head, and I fall to my knees. but not to some god, but a speaker. And on the floor it sounds so good. A testament to a life well wasted. When I left home at 16 years old, I was following a sound. And I found it with friends, I found it on my own. Took a little while to get the rhythm, strumming on my father's guitar. And if 1 week later finds me stumbling again, like I'm losing control, the sound will resonate through my bones. The memory will linger. And this is just what I needed to hear. Another reminder that when I left home at 16 years old, I was following a sound. And I followed with friends, I found it on my that you need, feel free to take it. I don't think I need it. If I follow the sound, and if you need my eyes, you can take them. I will still make it. I go by the sound. So take it all away. Take it all. Go by the sound. Take it all away. Take it all away. We'll still make it. I go by the sound. 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 I was leaving tonight, tonight.
Hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Beautiful day in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada today.
That's the voice of Jesse Lobardet, who just performed a couple of acoustic tunes for you on performing on that compact CD.
On that compact disc.
Compact disc, new album, I Go By The Sound. Beautiful cover artwork.
Cover artwork, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. The last song we heard, it was a song called Matter of Days, and before that we heard a title track called I Go By The Sound. Matter of Days, this is a song about touring.
Yes, it is. It's a song specifically about us driving, Cambridge driving from Montreal or Ottawa to Edmonton straight.
And then Ottawa to Montreal.
Ottawa to Edmonton.
Oh, to Edmonton.
Just straight. Driving through blizzards. It took us like 2 days, 52 hours or something like that. Whoa. It took us forever. We just drove nonstop. Slept, tag sleeping out, so we're just driving nonstop. And then the next day, after we played a great show in Edmonton, we went back into BC, and it was just like so surreal to come from the prairies to be in Ottawa, uh-huh, and then like hit the Rockies again. It always trips me out because the Rockies are just like so much bigger than anything else in Canada. It's just like... It's the whole tombstone to the world thing, and just like this giant mountain range comes up, always makes me feel like I'm home.
Yeah, it's, you know, even everyone knows that touring Canada is a challenging thing, and especially for the band. Is it a little bit easier for you to do it solo, or is it
easier and harder? It's easier for me to go, but I don't have a van, so if I had a van, I would be gone all the time. Uh-huh. I would just be touring a lot more if I actually had a vehicle to do it. So it's easy for me to hop on a plane and fly to Toronto and do a couple weeks down there if I can get somebody to drive me. Or it's easier in that this is all I have to bring.
Yeah, the guitar.
But it's harder. It'd be way easier if I had a vehicle. The logistics of getting to the places are still the same, right? You need a van. You need some room. You need gas, whatever. Like, it's easier and harder at the same time.
I remember reading your recent interview with the Rebel Time website before the Rebel Time Festival, and you said that Vancouver, it's quote, Vancouver seems to be so confused of live music these days. Everyone seems kind of afraid not being cool, and it's very segregated and not very welcoming to just have a good time. I can partially confirm some of that. Could you please elaborate on that?
Well, I think I was angry because I just got back from Edmonton, mm-hmm. and Edmonton's music scene right now is just kicking ass. Probably because it's so limited. Like, Edmonton has one street. Uh-huh. All the venues are on, you know, White Ave and maybe a little on Jasper or something, but whereas Vancouver's so spread out, right? And that, I think, leads to more, like, mini scenes, kind of. Whereas when I got back from Edmonton, I was just amazed at how everybody comes out and everybody is so supportive, of regardless of genre. Like, you don't see a lot of metal kids at punk rock shows or the other way around. Whereas there, it seems like people just support everything. So when I come back here, it seems like there's always kind of mini scenes that don't always seem... And even booking places is really quite hard. Like, I don't know. I can book a show in almost anywhere in Canada easier than I can in Vancouver. And I've had lots of great shows in Vancouver, so I don't know why it's so hard still. But I don't mean to slag it too hard, because it is getting better. A lot of the old venues close, and now there's new venues popping up left and right. And so they have to kind of find themselves and find out what kind of venue they're going to be. So it just seems like it's harder to just go to a bar and catch a great show. I mean, it still happens, but I don't know. It seems like it's not as easy here as it used to be when I first moved here.
Yeah, I moved here 6 years ago. It was exactly the same. I was amazed by the amount and number of great bands we have here, but it was interesting that the ska kids, they played their ska scene and then punk rock and then hardcore and then some pop punk and then something I call personally like Vancouver Sound, like the band which...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And like, you never see playing, let's say, Cambridge, Isotopes, White Lung, and Los Furious in one show.
Yeah, which it would work fine, that kind of a show, you know what I mean?
I would love to see, like, I have a dream of releasing, and I'm working on it, releasing a compilation, putting all those awesome local bands on one compilation together, and then doing a release party, or maybe two of them, and have, you know, bands from different those subsets.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not to say that it doesn't happen. It just seems like when you go to other cities, it seems like... It's harder to come by here. Like, the other day, we played that house party up the street, like, on Main Street. We just played a house party when Fire Next Time was here. And it was so great. And it was one of the first times I've ever been to, or at least in a couple of years, been to a nice, just a house party show in somebody's living room. Whereas all across Canada, that shit happens all the time. Like, Toronto, everywhere I've played, I've always played, like, a good house party at some point in these towns. And it just doesn't ever seem to happen as much. Or maybe I'm just not a part of it. But it seems like it's way easier to find in other places.
Yeah, and like it's not like we're criticizing it, just...
No, I'm not trying to be too critical. I'm just trying to be my honest interpretation of what I see sometimes about... Sometimes I struggle about how hard it is to, like, book a night, like, get a night. And I'm like, pretty sure I can bring a good show, but it just seems like it's really hard sometimes. Like, for this Fire Next Time show, it was, like, really hard to find a show for it.
To find a room to play.
Yeah.
All right, let's express your honest musical ability to the listeners of CITR. Let us do a little bit of preparation, and you will perform a song from
the new album. I'm going to play a song called Union Man.
That's a song from the new album?
Yeah, I'm going to take my headphones off, though.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, so...
You just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, let's go.
Started out a union man, like my father before me. And at 15, I took a job at a Hamilton automotive line. And I made a living on that floor, and I thought that it would last. But corporate interests swept us away. And I lost my job, my pension, and my severance has run out. 30 years of service still looks like nothing on a page. How the fuck did this happen? I've spent my whole life in a lie. And I traded in the things worth living for, exchanged them with a dying way of life. Whoop!
enlisted right when I could. But I served my country and my family best as I knew how. Well, I've got gold on my shoulder, I've got respect inside my field. But I'm walking in this desert for 8 years. And I missed the birth of my daughter, missed the death of my father. And it looks like I won't be coming home. How the fuck did this happen? I've spent my whole life in a lie. I traded anything for living, for exchanging with a dying way of life. When I said, son, I'm looking for a way out of here. Can you please show me the path? And my frail old eyes can't see like they used to, but I'll find the way back home. When on your deathbed, what will you choose to remember? Making other people rich, ending other people's lives. All the moments where you felt like you were alive, just for a second. And you felt like there's something more than just working. How the fuck did this happen? I spent my whole life in a lie. And I traded in the things we're living for, exchanged them with a dying way of life. I'm looking for a way out of here. Can you please show me the path? When my frail old eyes can't see like they used to, but I'll find my way back home. Oh yes, I'll find my way back home. I will find my way back home.
Success.
Woo.
Thank you so much, my friend.
No problem.
Okay, let's...
Sounds so great in this room to play.
Yeah. That's the third time we're doing that, so... Let's play a song by your friends...
Fire Next Time,
and this is the song that...
For all you Toronto listeners out there, they're playing in Toronto tonight.
And you said that this is a song you...
I sing on the chorus of the song, yeah.
Okay.
Because they recorded it at The Hive with Jesse Gander.
So this is the new song from Fire Next Time's new album called Hungry River Hymns, and this is a song called Hell Is My Friends, and featuring Jesse Liberté. Let's listen.
The mountain.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We are also available on CITR.ca. That was a song by the band called Fire Next Time, the band from Edmonton. And that was a song called Hell Is My Friends from band's new studio album called Hungry River Hymns. We played it off their Bandcamp page. So if you liked it, you can find this album on Fire Next Time Bandcamp.com.
Where
people can find your album?
Well, they can buy it off me, mm-hmm. or they can buy it off Bandcamp. Sooner or later, I'll get it on iTunes, but I kind of hate iTunes, so I should.
Yeah, your first album was on iTunes.
Yeah, I put it up there. It's whatever. Everyone's taking a cut from iTunes. You know, that's why I like Bandcamp, is that it's just between you and Bandcamp. It's like they take a bit of a cut, but they only do when you're actually selling them, so. Mm-hmm. And it goes right to you, whereas iTunes, you got to pay iTunes, you got to pay the person who put your song up on iTunes, you got to pay a lot of other people. So.
Okay, so Bandcamp is...
I like Bandcamp better, and you can, like, I don't know, it's just easier. It's from the band, right? It's not from a huge company. It's the same files. If files are files and it's all going on your credit card, then I'd rather see people go to Bandcamp, because it's, like, right for me.
Exactly, yeah.
But
I'm a huge fan of Bandcamp, and that's the website I need. I don't like MySpace because there's friends, messages.
No. And it's just ads. It's gross ads everywhere, right? Uh-huh. Like, I'm happy to give Bandcamp a cut.
Because
there's no ads. It's an ad-free zone, you know what I mean? Like, you can customize it a bit, but they don't try to spam you. They don't try to sell anything. They take their percentage that they take is fair. So I like it. And they give you all those download codes and everything. Like, they give you a lot of stuff. So I'm really pumping Bandcamp right now, but it's definitely the best for bands out there because... Sure, you have to stream your whole album. Some people don't like that. Mm-hmm. But people can download it anyway, man. Like, you might as well just stream it. Exactly. And then if people want to buy it, they can. Click of a button. It's, like, that easy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of Bandcamp. And this is what I need. I don't need any friends' messages.
No, God,
band
no. There's
and
enough
their
of that.
Music. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's on different websites. That's why I'm...
Yeah, there's no recommendations. There's no, like, also liked or anything like that. It's just...
Yeah.
Here's my page.
So yeah, Jess Laborde.
Thanks for having me on, Tim. It's always fun coming on here.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, you're always welcome here. So, and yeah, I like doing our annual event, so we'll schedule something for 2013.
Totally. I'll try to keep putting out new records every year.
And I hope something... I'm really looking forward to something from Cambridge, my friend.
Yeah, Eric, coolest guy in the world, Romerl, is sending me a million texts saying, yeah, Cambridge songs.
See, people like Cambridge, so you...
Well, he plays in the band, so he should like...
No, yeah.
You hope he does, anyway.
Anyhow, yeah, if you like what you heard, you can give us a call right now because I have one CD to give away. This telephone in studio is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. I have a beautiful, very compact disc.
A very compact disc.
From Jesse Lobert, a new album, I Go By The Sound. And also, if you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca.
Somebody just asked me, how fast does the podcast go up?
Like when tonight?
Tonight?
Sweet. It's basically up to me. And then
yeah. You're a busy man, though, man.
Yeah, but I'll try. I'll have it tonight. I promise. Okay, I promise. So it will be tonight. The podcast, they can be found on my blog. We all fall down, CITR.tumblr.com. On CITR.ca website, there's a section for podcasts. And also on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
So on these three spots, you can find this podcast. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, my friend, for
coming. Thank you so much for having me. Bye, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine.
And to complete, we'll play the last song by the band called SNFU, Canadian legend.
What song? What song are you playing? Build up my stoke. What are we doing here?
A painful reminder.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's good.
The reason I'm playing SNFU because the band is playing at the Wise Hall tomorrow. The Fly, Left Mind Down, and East Wamp. East Wamps. Sorry, my friend.
Yeah, no worries.
SNFU are playing tomorrow night, and
Chris Walters got a new book about them.
Exactly.
All the dirty details you've ever wanted to know about SNFU.
I'm reading this book right now.
Are you? Did you read the Daigle's one? No, I don't really like Daigle's, but the Daigle's book was super entertaining.
I haven't read it. Yeah. But I'm having Chris on the show on Thing I Believe on July 19th.
And, oh, nice.
And I'm reading the book to be prepared.
To have questions for him. Exactly. Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. That was Jesse Laborde, and this is SNFU Painful Reminder. Thank you. Bye-bye. said.